The message to get vaccinated in order to deal with the COVID-19 virus has been loud and clear, but not everyone hears it or wants to get one. This is Lisa Berry, and for many, it's an important message that bears repeating. And there's a Washtenaw County Health Department worker who shared in that hesitation, but finally did get vaccinated and is joining us now to share her vaccination hesitation journey. Welcome, Naveen Farha. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you so much for having me on board.
Where do you work, and tell us a little bit about yourself?
So I am a mother of three. I work for the Washtenaw County Health Department, and I live in Ypsilanti.
Is your job to talk to people about getting vaccinated?
So part of my job is, yeah, definitely. We're definitely trying to do a lot of outreach, reaching families, multicultural families, you know, just reaching everyone. I speak Arabic and English, so it kind of helps to reach more people with language barriers.
Yet I understand you were having these conversations and you yourself were not vaccinated?
I wasn't. So in the beginning, I was fully transparent in the sense of, you know, we're taking the training, we're doing, you know, we're trying to reach families and people to come out and get vaccinated. But I personally wasn't convinced that it was right for me. And I didn't take it in the beginning. I did a little bit more research. I just wanted to feel like I was at ease. But weighing in the pros and cons, I finally decided to take it. But it wasn't my, you know, it wasn't. First thing we decided, everyone, you know, we had a choice. We had a chance to say, you know, did we want to take it? In the beginning, I didn't want it at all. I wasn't thinking that it was right for me. I didn't believe that, you know, there's just no way. They're just putting like crazy things inside of us. And then I did a little more research. I know more people that did get vaccinated. I checked out I waited for their symptoms. I waited to see, you know, and I, even close family members, I waited for them to see their reactions, their body reactions, and how they went out for the first dose, second dose, those who had COVID and then got vaccinated, those who didn't have COVID and got vaccinated, you know, just kind of doing my own personal research. And then, but for me, it took it down a little personally, more for me, just because of losing my grandfather in November before COVID hit us, and then not being able to see my grandparents and, you know, my other set of grandparents and my grandmother, and not being able to like spend those moments. Because as they get older, you know, time is of essence. I really said, you know, this, it was mandatory for us to, if you want to see the grandparents, you really have to get vaccinated. So it was at that point, I said, I have to. Same way, like my mother-in-law and my grandparents, all of it. It was all, anyone, and they're all older. They're all over 70. So they're at risk in general for any kind of sickness. So.
When did you actually get vaccinated?
I got vaccinated in April.
But it took you a while to decide, even though you work for the Washtenaw County Health Department.
Yeah.
Took
so,
you a while.
Yeah, it did, because I wasn't convinced truthfully that it was going to be right for me. I was like, since when, Arena, like, you know, I wasn't content with like, okay, I want ingredients. I want to know more information. So while taking those surveys, I was surveying my own opinion. I was saying, you know what, well, maybe we need to know, because I can't promote something if I don't believe in it fully. So if people were to ask me when I was some, do you guys want to get vaccinated, and signing them up for those vaccinations, they would ask me, did you get vaccinated? Not yet. No, sorry. I'm still waiting. I'm still debating it. And so when I got vaccinated, I told them, so this is my story. This is that I didn't believe in it in the beginning. But then as I saw more and more people and the less symptoms they were reacting to and whatnot. And then for me, it was just really those older grandparents and being able to spend that quality time with them. It was, I'm willing to do it if this was what it takes.
Do you feel a calling now to share that message with other people to let them know that it is important to get vaccinated?
If it is. I mean, I feel like it's just, you know, everyone has those fears inside of them. And a lot of my family members didn't do it. They waited. They waited for a lot more people to get more, see their body reactions, see how, you know, they would react after the first dose, second dose and whatnot. But I feel like with the new Delta variants and the new ones coming out more and more, as older people, and I mean, just this generation, we don't have the greatest immune system, you know, so, you know, taking that vaccine will definitely, I feel like I'm more comfortable working because all of my work is outreach. So I feel more comfortable being able to go out to the community and not have that fear of bringing back any of those sicknesses back to my children back to my grandparents, back to my mother-in-law, and all of who are, those are, you know, at risk.
Do you feel like your experience where you were first hesitant to get the COVID-19 vaccine, but did end up getting one, do you think you have a message to share to people or a story to tell that might change their minds if they're not vaccinated?
I mean, I took it. I always tell people I didn't have a single reaction. It was as if it was just like I normally react after the flu shot that we take here. But I didn't. I didn't react to anything. It was really easy. And I felt like throughout this entire summer, I've been able to really go out and feel so comfortable and not having to worry about the Delta variant, not having, you know, just a sense of ease that are, you know, that I am content with. I took the vaccine. Now I've done my part. Now it's your turn because we're getting that much closer to, you know, being done with COVID and being able to see our loved ones and not having any more barriers.
As a Washtenaw County Health Department worker, are you still encountering people who don't want to get vaccinated?
Of course, every day.
Every day?
Every day.
And what message do you want to share with them or anyone listening right now who's hesitant?
You know, just if you even have one single person in your life that you truly love and haven't been able to see them due to COVID, just do it for their sake. I feel like if you just take that little bit of, you know, you're going to fear it, but the outcome is so worth it. You know, just to be able to like really go and hug those loved ones that you haven't seen for so long and being able to not worry about getting sick, not having that severe reaction, not being having to be hospitalized is a major factor, really.
Since you're encountering it every day, why are people telling you they don't want to get vaccinated?
It's that trust. It's still the trust that we're trying to build. And even though I'm a community member and a lot of people trust my opinion, it's still hard. You still have to kind of like overcome that this is really, they have their best interest for me.
Are you finding people who've been hesitant are listening and you can change their minds? Or do you get the feeling some people are just digging their heels in even deep?
So it's a 50-50. I do. Some people, they're like, okay, you know what? We're coming in. And I've had quite amount of friends that said in the beginning, they were like, you're crazy. You're doing this. You're going to be their guinea pig. And then a couple months, you know, over the summer, they're like, okay, we're coming in. Sign us up. And, you know, I'm there. I'm there for them. I'm there while they're taking the shot, you know, just giving them a sense of ease that they're doing the right thing. And then you get some people that are just like, not yet. And it's like, it's okay. So within time, you know, some people turn around. Some people take some time to finally be convinced that this is the right thing.
Are you seeing some cultural reasons behind these hesitations?
No, nothing cultural, really. It's that mindset of, you know, and these are some of them for the younger ones. I'll tell you, for those younger guys that are like 25 and 30, and they're like, you know what? Like, I've never taken the flu shot. Why am I going to take this? You know, I'm done with all the vaccines. This is just crazy. And then you'll get some of the older ones who are like, I've been doing good all of my life. I don't need, we'll just stick with what, you know, our natural remedies. And then it's like, okay, but this will just help you a little more since this is becoming so severe. This is turning that cold into something where you're going to be hospitalized for. So if it's not for you and, you know, you're not, if you're really healthy, you're probably not going to have that major reaction. You know, but everybody's always different. But for the most part, we haven't seen major reactions. And so you're doing it not for only for you. So it's always reminding them that it's not always for them. You know, that person themselves, it's for everyone around them. It's for their children. It's for their grandparents. It's for their parents. It's for the neighbor. It's really doing your part. If you're a part of a community, you'll feel that, like, I can do it. This is part of my community. I'll definitely go for it.
What do you want to say to those listening who haven't been vaccinated? And what can you say to them that might change their mind?
If it's fear that is stopping you guys from getting the vaccine, by all means, maybe we could sit down and chat about it, but try thinking about all the loved ones you haven't seen in the past 2 years, this crazy pandemic, let's take it over. It's just one shot away. We're one shot away from getting closer to where we were before the pandemic and living our life again.
Naveen Farha, Washtenaw County Public Health Department worker, mother, and Ypsilanti resident. Thank you so much for sharing and being honest with us, sharing your journey here with us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you. And it was a pleasure speaking to all of you.